Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Frien and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. North scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Haney moves to third. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Todd now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frian moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frian scores. Rodriguez scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. Washington moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Washington steals third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Lentz moves to second. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rudy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.